Another good win for the Los Angeles Lakers, taking down the Dallas Mavericks, 108-95, the final score. 26-7 overall in the Western Conference, 26-0 overall, period, and a 2.5-game lead in the Western Conference over the Denver Nuggets, 23-9. Good win for the Los Angeles Lakers. Good back-to-back victories for the Lakers after that 4-game losing streak. It feels good to have these W's, and I'm sure for Laker fans out there, you like the way they won these last couple of games. What I mean by that, last night your bench puts up 72 points. Kyle Kuzma goes for 25. Tonight, you give up just 95 points to the best offenses in the NBA. You contain Luka Doncic. You contain Kristaps Porzingis. Your defense does the calling for you. And then you got guys like KCP chipping in with 19. Dwight Howard giving you 15. Another good bench performance, 46 points total off the bench for the Lakers. These are two solid wins, and I know I mentioned this and sent out a couple tweets on this. I like where the Lakers are right now. You have to like where the Lakers are right now. You know, we're in a position where you got off to such an incredible start. Then a couple games that I feel like you let go, that game against the Indiana Pacers. Lakers should have beat the Los Angeles Clippers. I felt like that game was all theirs. Some nagging injuries between some of your, you know, obviously your main players, and you could maybe even say Kyle Kuzma, your third best player, has been in and out of the lineup. But with all that said, you have a 2.5-game cushion in the Western Conference. You're sitting at the best record in the West. You're right there with the Milwaukee Bucks as well for the best overall record in the NBA. LeBron James and Anthony Davis have obviously proven that these are two of the top five players in the NBA, and you got to watch out for them every single night. I feel like where the Lakers stand as the 2019 year ends, the calendar year is over. Of course, the NBA regular season, still a number of games left to go. But where the Lakers stand right now, you got to like the position that this team is in. You have to like that. Okay, coming into January 1st, which is going to be the Lakers' next game. And oh, by the way, if you look at the Lakers' schedule right now, they got their next four games all at home against teams all below 500, except for the Pelicans. Every team is below 500. The Suns, the Pelicans, the Pistons, and the Knicks. That's your next four games. You can run your record to 30-7. That wouldn't be out of the ordinary at all. And if, you know, we'd have started the season off and talked about where the Lakers are and what their record could be, I think we'd all be pretty damn happy if the Lakers started off the season that way. Fantasy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. It's a different phone number, so I'm going to throw out this number right now. 213-747-3776. Visit fantasyspringsresort.com to book today. So, Laker fans, be a part of this post-game show tonight. Let's talk some Los Angeles Lakers basketball. Phone number is 213-747-3776. I do want to go to head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Let's hear what coach has to say after the Lakers beat up on the Dallas Mavericks 108-95.
Frank, what were you guys able to do defensively against Dallas tonight? And, you know, obviously they come in as the number one offense in the league and really look like you were able to slow them tonight.
Yeah, I was really, really proud of our defensive effort and this competitive spirit. I thought we just really competed whatever defense we were in. You know, it's always a little bit of, you know, there's two teams playing. You know, obviously they didn't shoot the ball as well as, you know, they're accustomed to, maybe because of the back-to-back. But, you know, we did some things defensively, scheme-wise, that I hoped would try to keep us home on their shooters a little bit more. And at least closer to their shooters. We know they're going to shoot 43s a game regardless. And, you know, I just was proud of how we competed and executed the game plan.
Frank, it's not necessarily new because he leads the league in assists, but over the last two nights, LeBron, I think, 29 assists and 3 turnovers. What have you seen over, you know, that little stretch of games for him?
It's a hell of a 2-game stretch. 29 assists, 2 turnovers. You know, his pace the last two nights has been outstanding. You know, just in the open court, but also in the half court, and not looking to settle. We learn lessons from every game, right? And, you know, we didn't touch the paint enough in the second half versus the Clippers and the Costas that win. We reversed that, so to speak, and did a much better job the last two nights of just making sure that we're living in the paint. And we'll get in the paint, take care of the basketball, make great decisions. And, you know, he got 16 and 13 assists, picking teams apart by being aggressive.
You talked about sort of the edge on defense, and a lot of guys have talked about the slippage. I mean, what do you think was regained tonight, and do you feel like maybe losing to the Mavericks at the beginning of the month had some influence on that?
Well, I mean, I think losing that game had some influence on the respect we have for this team. You know, they played us really well the first two games, even though we won the first one. You know, I just think that, you know, sometimes you're on the road a ton and playing a lot of games, limited practice time, so naturally there's going to be a little bit of slippage. You know, I think we benefited from the little bit of a break around Christmas where we played two games in 8 days. And, you know, kind of got our legs back under us. We had a couple practices. We had more film sessions, opportunities to tighten the screws and improve, and paid dividends the last two games.
Frank, this was more of a difficult month for you guys. I think you were 9-5 this month, and you played
a lot on the road.
So how would you assess this month for you guys? I think you ended up going 9-5 for the month.
Overall, very good. You know, we feel like we missed some opportunities. You know, right before Christmas and leading up to Christmas. But overall, a really good month in one that we knew was going to be a very difficult one. You know, a lot of teams with winning records and a lot of games on the road. So, you know, definitely pleased with how we performed and on to 2020.
That's a great way to put it right there. And that's one of the points that I was trying to emphasize is where the Lakers sit right now, you got to be happy with where they sit. By the way, that record, 14 games in December, 10 of those games coming against teams over 500. A lot of those games on the road, we know that, at Denver, at Utah, two against Portland. Obviously, that Milwaukee, Indiana, a number of teams at the Lakers, Miami, and good teams that the Lakers face. They took care of business. They took care of business to go 9-5 in the month of December, where this was the month that everyone was saying, yeah, well, let's see how the Lakers do in December. Yeah, but the schedule gets a lot tougher in December. Lakers lived up to that challenge. Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk.
Hardaway dribbling right. Hardaway gets by everybody. Got to the rim, and JaVale McGee blocked it from behind. Dwight Powell picked up the block, gets it to Hardaway in the corner. His three-pointer no good.
JaVale McGee, by the way, on the game had three block shots for the Lakers. So he had three. Number of guys had one for the Lakers. They had seven blocks total. Obviously, JaVale McGee helping out on the defensive end. That's how the Lakers just give up 95 points. When we come back, two things I want to do. Number one, we'll hear from Anthony Davis in the locker room. Also want to hear from Laker fans out there. Phone number 213-747-3776. If you want to be a part of the postgame show, stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Another good win for the Los Angeles Lakers, taking down the Dallas Mavericks, 108-95, the final score. I love the end of what Coach Vogel was saying about, look, it was a good month. You know, and he even talked about felt like you let a couple get away leading up to Christmas. He's right about that. That Pacers game, you let get away. The Bucks took care of business. I don't think anything you could have really done about that, other than just don't start out that first half the way the Lakers did. The Clippers game, they should have won. You know, and that's a game that I know stings for a lot of Laker fans out there. Really, you got to wait till January 28th now. That's the next time the Lakers take on the Clippers. But what they can do is continue to take care of the schedule that's in front of them, continue to take care of business. And that's what the Lakers have in front of them. These next four games I mentioned, all games at home, their next four games as we turn the calendar year starting on January 1st. You got the Suns, the Pelicans, the Pistons, and the Knicks, four teams that you should beat up on. The one thing I will say about the Lakers, teams below 500, they have handled, they have taken care of business, where the last couple years that hasn't been the case for the Lakers. But this team is, look, we know how talented they are. We know how focused they are. We know that it's a championship or nothing. So there's a lot of pressure to play good basketball on a night-in, night-out basis. One guy we don't have to worry about whether he's going to play good on a night-in, night-out basis, that's Anthony Davis. 23 points. 9 rebounds, 2 steals, a block shot, and 4 assists. Here's Anthony Davis inside of the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Hey, you guys are now perfect in back-to-back situations this season, large part because of your defense. But against the number one rated offense tonight, why were you able to be so effective?
Just like you said, our defense, holding a team like that to 95 points, they move the ball really well. A lot of shots we made them miss. And, you know, shooting 36 from the field, 30 from three. You know, we had them under 30 all four quarters. So, you know, it's a testament to our defense, and we're just getting back to our defensive ways.
How about that four-game losing streak to win back-to-back games against Portland and then this one here? What does it say about this group?
Well, we just have to find ourselves again. Like I said, it started with the defensive end. We were able to get back to what we do defensively, and when we do that, we're able to beat any team and, you know, feel good about ourselves. And we've been able to do that the last two games against two great, really great offensive teams. So, you know, when we do what we're supposed to do on the defensive end and we play with a lot of pace, sharing the basketball, getting the passing lanes and getting steals and deflections, you know, we're a tough team to beat.
What do you think about adding some zone to your defensive diet?
I think it was good. I think it kind of messed him up a little bit. Try to show a different, you know, set to Porzingis and Luka. And it kind of disrupted him a little bit and, you know, taking him out of their offense.
There was so much talk about the schedule this month, the teams you would have to face. You guys finished December 9-5. How do you feel about sort of that body of work?
Feel good. I mean, some games we let slip away, but, you know, still winning record. That's what you want to do. I come out every month with a winning record, so I feel good about it. You know, got a lot to learn from it as well, the games that we lost and even the games that we won. We just try to get better.
Back on that, you guys were 7-2 on the road during that month. Why so much success on the road?
I think you got to come together more on the road. You know, it was just the guys in the locker room. Home court advantage, you know, anything like that, even though our fans travel, but it's tough to win in other teams' arenas, and we got to make sure that we come together even more to win those games, and I think that's why we've been able to be so successful on the road.
This is your last game in 2019. Obviously, this year was a big year of change for you. How will you remember it when you think back?
It was a fun year. Fun, wild year.
That's it. You don't have to say it as loud so he has to hear it, but what do you think about him doing what he's doing about to turn 35 tomorrow?
That's his birthday tomorrow.
Gotta go get a gift, huh?
Nah, I'm not getting a no gift. Why, you want a gift?
Yeah, you get the hell out of my face.
I mean, for a guy that, you know, be 34, you know, almost 35, and do what he's able to do in 17 years in the game and be so efficient. Speaking of volumes of what he do, I mean, he take care of his body. He's in the gym every day working on his craft, watching film. And so, you know, it all shows and it all pays off.
He's in the gym or the lab? He's in the gym or the lab?
Both. Both.
You looking forward to having a nice long stretch at home after this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been on the road a lot, and it feels good to be back at home in front of our fans. So I think four-game stretch here at home and try to get off four before we, you know, take off on the road again. And then another long road trip. So, you know, we want to make sure we protect home court and all four games. And, you know, we just got to keep learning, and anytime we step on the floor, continue to get better and make sure we come out victorious.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. We got to give this team some credit right now. We really should. I think everybody's kind of starting to play out. Okay, you know what? This was the final game of 2019, and to be sitting atop the Western Conference, they deserve a lot of credit right now. There's some games out there that you didn't win that you wanted them to win. We obviously all did, but I still think they're in a fantastic position, and Lakers are going to have another chance against the Milwaukee Bucks. They're going to have two more chances against the Los Angeles Clippers. But what's as equally as important is all these games in between, and they got obviously some games coming up that are going to be key as well. Injured? Need a win? Go to my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm. You need Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm, proven trial lawyers who can get you a W for your case if you're injured. Get the W. Call 844-844-WINS. Or wallacewins.com. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. Lakers all over the Dallas Mavericks, so they certainly got the W tonight, 108-95. I was looking at some of the other scores in the NBA. Denver got a victory. Houston lost, so they fell a little bit back in the standings. Oklahoma City got a win, so they sit in the seventh seed. So now we're starting to get to that point of the season where we're going to start looking at the standings on a night-in, night-out basis and seeing how other teams in the Western Conference are doing. Laker fans, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what the Lakers think about the way they closed out this year. 2019 is over. Your team sits at 26-7 overall, and you got the best record in the Western Conference. The phone number is 213-747-3776. When we come back, we'll hear from Laker fans. We'll also hear from LeBron James, who has 29 assists in the last 24 hours. 16 last night against the Portland Trailblazers, 13 more tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned manufacturer and operator, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers all over the Mavs in the paint, 54-32. Every time I do these pregame shows with Michael Thompson or we listen to his keys to the game, he always emphasizes, all right, Lakers got to dominate in the paint, got to dominate in the paint. Doesn't happen every single game, but tonight was one of those games where you felt like Dwight Howard, all of his points were in the paint. Anthony Davis was doing some work down low. JaVale McGee, most of the time, anytime the centers are doing anything, it's going to be in the paint. It's not like they're spotting up for 15-footers or anything like that. But what I thought, you know, one of the things that is remarkable, Coach talked about it in his interview. You heard Anthony Davis talk a little bit about what LeBron's been able to do. Tomorrow he turns 35 years old. We know he's in his 17th year in the league. I'm a fan of the game for those that make others better. I'm a fan of the game for those that find ways to, even though they're incredibly talented, they find ways to get others involved and to make others a part of, from an offensive perspective, make others a part of the flow of the game. And probably that has a lot to do with I watched Magic Johnson towards the end of his career, so he was my favorite player growing up. LeBron James is so fun to watch, and a lot of that has, as skilled as he is to get buckets on his own, tonight just 13 points. So we know that's definitely, he can have 25, he could have 35, he could have 40 if he really wanted to. But I love the way he distributes the ball. 13 assists tonight for the Lakers. He had 16 assists last night. That's 29 assists in the last 24 hours. That's incredible. That really is. And you heard AD complimenting what LeBron James brings to the table and how he's able to still do it at this many years in the league, how much he takes care of his body, how much he's in the gym, and everything else that comes with what LeBron James does. Here's LBJ. Give us a little bit of insight on the Lakers' 108-95 victory over the Dallas Mavericks, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Dallas came in number one in offensive efficiency, holding to 95 points, 36% from the field. What was working defensively throughout the night?
I think we were just on a string. We understood at the point of attack that Luka creates so much you know, pressure on your defense with his scoring, with his ability to play, get into the cracks of your defense and make plays. You know, we just try to, you know, make it tough on him, but make it tough on other guys as well. We know not only, you know, the season that Luka's having, but they've been successful because of their bench as well. Their bench gives them so much of a push. You know, when Luka comes out, when KP comes out, and those starters come out, their bench always kind of rise to the occasion. So we keyed in on those guys, and we executed our defensive plan, and, you know, it was ingredients for us getting the win.
All right, on this back-to-back, you had 29 assists and just 3 turnovers. So what were you seeing just from a floor perspective and being able to lead the team in that way?
Well, like I said, my teammates and the coaching staff trust me to play the point and to run the show, and it's my job to you know, take care of the ball and just try to put the, you know, guys in position to be successful, put the ball on time and on target for threes, for lobs, for dunks, for in transition, whatever the case may be. Use my ability, use my vision that I've had all my life to just try to see the floor, and I've been able to do that the last couple of games.
Was that purely reading the defense, or was that a shift in your approach over the back-to-back? It's, I think a lot of it's been my pace as well. I've been playing with a lot of pace the last two games. You know, even when, you know, teams have scored on us, I've tried to ask my guys to get the ball out the net fast so I can get up the floor before the defense is set. Give us more time in the shot clock to execute our offense, and then just reading the defense, like I said. And you know, I try to attack a lot of eyes. If I drive and I know I got another set of two, then it's a numbers game, and we have it. So I'm just trying to be efficient with that.
The latest milestone is 9,000 assists. I'm sure you know the eight guys above you on that all-time assist list, and just kind of put that in perspective of what it's meant to be a passer like that over the course of your career.
It's something that was instilled in me when I first picked up a basketball. A little league coach, Frank Walker, always talked about is, you know, it's the greatest part of basketball, to be able to see the ball move from side to side, to be able to attract the defense and, you know, get your teammates open shop, you know. And, you know, he said it's always going to be, you know, when I was a little kid and I was, you know, somewhat better than some of my teammates, he was like, it's much more a greater reward than seeing some of your teammates that can't dribble or can't score for themselves for you to get them an open look. And that was instilled in me when I was 9 years old, when I first started playing organized basketball. And it's just, we won the championship the first year, we won it the second year. I started winning and winning and winning, and it's been instilled in me. I just knew that was the right way to play. So, you know, it's been a part of my game.
Ron, what do you think is instrumental in your day-to-day to have the kind of production you're having at this stage of your
career? Day-to-day, I just try to work on my mind, work on my body, work on my game. I just try to stay as fresh and as positive as possible throughout this marathon, and don't take it for granted. You know, and like anytime I get the opportunity, if we playing a lot of games, then, you know, I'm working on my mind. Or if, you know, if I'm feeling a little banged up, then I work on my body. If I feel like my game needs to be free, be tuned up a little bit, then I work on the court and get my game involved, because everything is very important for me. You know, that's what it all, you know, boils down to. And being able to put that type of work in, either if it's your mind, your body, or your craft, has been very instrumental to me being able to do the things that I do at this point in my career.
Being 35, is that any kind of milestone for you, or just another birthday?
I'm not 35 yet.
Okay, you got a couple hours?
Yeah, if I was back home, then I would be 35.
Okay.
I live in LA now, so don't count me out just yet. Now
go to Hawaii.
I might fly there right now. The milestone of it is that when you grow up in the inner city, around a lot of things that you don't want to see your kids see, to be able to get to this point in age where the statistics is, you know, stacked up against you because of, you know, obvious reasons, that's a blessing. And it's more of a blessing for me to be able to do what I love to do every day, and be able to let my family reap the benefits of that. And and allow them to allow me to be an inspiration to them. You know, so that is really cool.
What's it like to see firsthand a guy like Dwight resurrect his career?
I think it's wonderful. It's just a shift in his mindset. He came in with just a pure mindset, a selfless mindset, and saying he would do whatever it takes to help this ball club win. But his mind was fresh. And when your mind is fresh and your mind is at ease, you know, everything else kind of takes care of itself.
He's older than me. I'm not trying to say you guys.
Who's older than me?
Tom Brady. You guys have mutual admiration for one another. You've shared it countless times. Are you drawing any inspiration from, I mean, it seems to be that people are starting to count him out. And mm-hmm. You look at his situation, and, you know, he still finished 12-4 this year.
I mean, I definitely pay attention to what Brady does. I mean, how could you not? He's one of the greatest football players ever walk the face of the earth. And, you know, he gets counted out every year, pretty much. You know, saying he can't do this or do that. And he's just trying to continue to put his franchise and their franchise in position to be successful. The greatest thing about Tom has never been about him. It's never been about him, and the success has come with just him being selfless and him just doing his job. And you can appreciate that, and you can appreciate his longevity of him just putting in the work.
What are your early birthday wishes?
I don't really have birthday wishes, to be honest. I'm not a birthday wish guy or
party.
I don't have yeah, I'm gonna have one of those.
Okay.
But that's not a wish. I don't wish to have a party because I gotta pay for my own damn birthday party.
Bigger party than normal? Turning 35?
No. The biggest one I had was when I turned 21 so far in my life. That was the biggest party I've had. Yeah, so this one is going to be very mild. 40 will be gigantic. Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. LBJ handling business for the Los Angeles Lakers. I mentioned just marveled by his 29 assists in the last two games, back-to-back games for the Lakers, win against the Portland Trailblazers yesterday, and then obviously a win against the Dallas Mavericks. Let's do this when we come back. Let's look at what the Lakers got to start off the season or to start off the new year. They have some games on their schedule that are very, very key to taking advantage of, especially because you had such a difficult schedule in the month of December. Now in January, you get to kind of get back into the stretch where you're gonna be expected to win every one of these games, especially because they're at Staples Center. We'll do that. We'll talk about where the Lakers, just their overall position. And if you guys want to be a part of the post-game show and chime in on how you feel the Lakers ended off 2019, how they started off the season, you could feel free to do so. Phone number 213-747-3776. This is the Lakers post-game show on ESPN LA 710. Congratulations to our mobile wash winner tonight, Rosalia Mendez. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile wash means the car wash you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. If you've never used Mobile Wash before, I encourage you to do so. I've used it a couple times myself. All you got to do is download Mobile Wash. Make sure you use promo ESPNLA. Save some money when you use them. You know, we talked a lot about the Lakers bench, and I just want to hit on one quick thing here. So tonight, Kuzma did not have it going. So he's been averaging 21 points a game since he came back. Just a three-game sample size, but obviously a big enough sample size for us to get excited about, especially for the lack of production from the Lakers bench. Kuz struggled tonight. 0 points in 26 minutes, 0-7 from the field. Just didn't have a good flow. And one of the things that I talked about yesterday after he put up the 25 points, he had 24 against the Clippers. I want to see what he does over a 10, 12, 15-game stretch, 20-game stretch. It's the consistency is all we care about from Kyle Kuzma. It's the consistency is all we care about from the Lakers bench. Tonight it didn't happen, but these games coming up for the Lakers, I mentioned this a couple times, this is going to be a good opportunity for them to get some guys healthy, get guys back into a rhythm, get them into a groove. Phoenix Suns on Wednesday. I'll actually, as I do this, I'll tell you guys where these teams are record-wise and in the standings. So the Phoenix Suns coming up this Wednesday. Phoenix Suns right now sit at 12-20. The Pelicans on Friday. Pelicans are 11-23, and that's with them winning four games in a row. So they were 7-23. I think they had a 12-game losing streak at one point before this four-game winning streak. So that's the Pelicans. Detroit Pistons in the Eastern Conference. Detroit sits at 12-21, and then the New York Knicks 9-24. So every team that the Lakers have over these next four games are either 10 games below 500 or even worse than that. And what I'm talking about when I say this is a good opportunity for the Lakers to kind of work on themselves, get themselves healthy, maybe a guy like Kyle Kuzma, who's been on a minutes restriction. He's been around a 28-minute restriction is what they talked about tonight with Kuzma. So I think with another couple days off and a few more games in, that's probably going to come off here pretty soon. But I think these are the type of games that not only can you take advantage of from a standings perspective, can you take advantage of from a wins-loss perspective, but they're also games where you want to get other guys into rhythm, you want to try and rest LeBron James and Anthony Davis when you get an opportunity to do so. And I don't mean rest as in they don't play a game, but maybe they only play the first half against the Suns because you're blowing them out and Kyle Kuzma can come in off the bench and KCP and Dwight Howard and Alex Caruso and Rondo, and they could kind of sustain that lead, and they only have to play 25 minutes rather than 35 or 38 minutes. That would be nice. That'd be nice if the Lakers can put themselves in that position, because tonight AD played another 36, LBJ played another 34. Both of those guys were around the mid-30s yesterday after the game at Portland. But it's going to be obviously good for the Lakers to have these 2 days off, these two nights off, before they play on Wednesday again. And then when they get back to, obviously the calendar year and these games starting up on January 1st, it's also going to be good for the Lakers to take care of business against teams that are well below 500. So the Suns on Wednesday, I think everybody's going to be looking forward to that game against the Pelicans. That should be fun. Still no Zion, but that will be the first time Lonzo Ball returns, Brandon Ingram returns. We have one game against the Pelicans that was in New Orleans. So this one obviously at Staples Center. Josh Hart coming back as well. There'll be some good storylines for Laker fans out there and just in general. But the games against the Detroit Pistons and the New York Knicks are going to be, obviously kind of a bunch of games that are clumped together that Lakers are going to be expected to win. I like where the Lakers sit right now. I like the position that we're in. Could you say, I wish they had a couple more wins on the schedule? They're fine. The Clippers game, I would say, is the only one that we could look at right now and say, gosh, you want to get that win against the Clippers. And other than that, these other games, Lakers have pretty much responded to all the games that they've needed to. Milwaukee's got the best record in the NBA at 29-5. Lakers are second at 26-7. And then there's a couple teams, Miami Heat with 8 losses, Boston Celtics with 8 losses. That's actually pretty impressive. You got 3 teams there in the Eastern Conference, all with 8 losses or less. In the West, it's the Lakers with 7, Denver with 9, and then 3 teams with 11 losses from there. All right, we appreciate everybody that's tuned into the Lakers radio broadcast, whether it was during the game or in the post-game show. Want to give a couple reminders here. Tomorrow night, Lakers Talk. That's going to be a little bit later of a start. About 9 o'clock, Lakers Talk will start. You can always listen to the podcast, Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa. Also tomorrow morning, all the coverage of the Los Angeles Lakers on Keyshawn Morning Show with Keyshawn, LZ, and Travis. There are going to be a few guys filling in. So Andy Kamenitsky, Kirk Morrison, DeMarco Farr will be filling in for the fellas. They'll talk about the Lakers. They'll talk about the Rams. So we'll get you all updated on everything on that front starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. Thank you to Steve Paulette, Rebecca Womble, and Jesse Lopez. We appreciate you guys tuning in. This has been the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.